In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Polish up your Beetle boots and put on your ruby red bandana, because today's show is brought to you by Days of the Week.
Yes, we have a theme today.
Yes, we do. And this takes me to my first song.
Oh, what a coinky dinky.
I know. It was recorded by the Rolling Stones in 1966, released in January of 1967. The song was a number one hit in the United States and reached number three in the United Kingdom. How about that?
Wait. The United Kingdom. What about the Hot Billboard 100? That's what we go by.
Well, listen to this. Rolling Stone magazine ranked the song number 310 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Big deal. They're not on the Hot 100 list. That means another one of your songs. Oh, well.
I did not do all my research correctly.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you did.
Here's Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind? Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
In 1967, the English rock band The Kinks were prevented from appearing in America. It's not
really?
Too good, yeah. This band lasted for 3 years at the height of their career. you know, they did You Really Got Me and All Day and All the Night and stuff like that. They were banned from touring in the U.S. by the American Federations of Musicians Union.
That really had to put a damper on their popularity.
Yeah, you don't mess with the Musicians Union.
Really?
I don't know if they still are, but they were very, very powerful.
Wow.
So you don't mess with them.
My first song is reminiscent of my early dating days.
That had to be a sad song.
Listen and feel for me, because this song reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was number 1 on the R&B chart for a single week.
Whoopie-doo.
Beats yours. Sam Cooke made this a hit in 1963. Here's Another Saturday Night.
Another Saturday night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. Money 'cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful.
In 1967, Aretha Franklin dominates the airwaves with her major hit, Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I love that song. And on her way to becoming the most popular female singer in rock history.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Anthony Martinieri lives in Boston, in the Italian North End, the home of the Prince Spaghetti Company. Anthony knows a lot about Prince because it's something that grows you. Most days, Anthony takes his time going home. But today is Wednesday. And in the North End of Boston, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Remember that they used to have certain days of the week where it was customary to cook certain things, like one day was Meatloaf Day, another one was Spaghetti Day, no?
I just remember this. I remember this commercial.
Anthony. You know, I grew up in a half Polish and half Italian neighborhood.
I know. It was yummy.
We had the best food. On Wednesday, we had spaghetti with kielbasa on it.
No, you didn't. Ew, yuck.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1967, October 2nd to be exact, and that was the day that Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as Supreme Court Justice. Marshall had a long history of fighting for civil rights in the legal system, and most famously when he argued against school segregation in the Brown versus Board of Education case. Listen to the 1967 news broadcast.
Historians will note this hour at the White House. In a Rose Garden ceremony, a 58-year-old great-grandson of a slave is nominated by President Johnson to be a Supreme Court justice. He is Solicitor General Thurgood Marshall, acknowledged the best-known Negro lawyer of the century. The president also calls his nominee best qualified.
I have just talked to the Chief Justice and informed him that I shall send to the Senate this afternoon the nomination of Mr. Thurgood Marshall, Solicitor General, to the position of Associate Justice Supreme Court, made vacant by the resignation of Justice Tom C. Clark of Texas.
Thus, the highest court in the land, with the vacancy owing to the stepping down of Justice Clark, has named to its august body Thurgood Marshall, the first of his race so honored.
Did you know that his original name was Thurgood?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, not Thurgood, Thurgood.
Oh.
But he shortened it to Thurgood. His father, William Marshall, worked as a railroad porter, and his mother, Norma, as a teacher, which goes to show what you can accomplish if you try hard enough. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Well, you had a song about your pathetic Saturday nights before you met moi.
Yeah, no, that was my early dating days, like when I was about 10. Us girls start early, you know.
Okay. I'm going to one-up your song about Saturday night with a song about Sunday.
Oh, big deal. Na, 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 boo, boo.
The Click, C-L-I-Q-U-E. You can tell they're cool because they spelled it that way.
Oh, gosh.
This was a late 1960s band from Houston, Texas. The first album reached number 177 on the Billboard Hot 200. Huh?
There's no such thing as a Hot 200.
But listen to this. The Click performed on several national television shows, including The Dating Game.
Ooh, with Jim Lang, remember?
Yes. Actually, this group was a warm-up band for Tommy James and Shondell's Grand Funk and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So here's Sugar on Sunday.
I'm just
I thought that we just had like Saturday, Sunday, and then we have like another one for Tuesday. But there's Sunday and Monday in your song. I like that.
See how so well I prepare?
Yeah, so we hit Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's new TV Guide Dinners, featuring the only frozen alphabet soup on the market that spells out next week's TV listing.
How about that, huh?
That's cute. I like that one. I've got a song about Sunday, too, so na-na-da-boo-boo to you. And my last song of the day was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King.
Really?
Yeah.
How about
I thought
that?
She only did her own songs.
Yeah.
But no, she wrote this one. The inspiration for the name of this song was a street in West Orange, New Jersey, where they were living at the time. The road follows a valley through the mountains, and it became one of the Monkees' most successful singles, which peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1967.
You want to hear what the Monkees had to say about it?
What did the Monkees say? Oh, I thought you had something good. Here's Pleasant Valley Sunday. Did you know that in 1967, the most popular shows on TV include The Andy Griffith Show, The Lucy Show, Gomer Pyle, USMC, Gunsmoke, and Family Affair? And I watched them all.
They were all good.
I liked them all, too.
We're going to skip Monday altogether with our songs, with our days of the week.
Yeah, but you did have Monday in your song, so that's a good thing.
We're going to go right on a Tuesday with my last song.
Okay, is it a good one?
Of course it is.
Yeah, right.
This song is a 1968 single by the English band The Moody Blues. It was presented in its original form on their 1967 album, Days of Future Past, in two parts.
Oh, it's a biggie.
It's a biggie. It peaked at number 12 on the top Billboard Top 10.
There's no such thing as a Billboard Top 10.
That's why it was number 12.
You make up all these things.
Mellow out to Tuesday Afternoon. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.